matter with the county in terms of the administration of the retirement system. The with the county's rate assistance, we have prepared the bill that we would like to see introduced in the legislature in the next session. The county has agreed. You have it in your packet. I'll walk you through it briefly. It's not as complicated as it looks. And the new language is in italics, and the language that exists in the code is just in regular typeface, so you can see what we're talking about. Just so you know, I have, as your counsel, reached agreement with county council on this language. With their encouragement, we have both reached out to the two unions who have people who are represented here in the retirement system. AFSCME is the largest by far. AFSCME worked with us on adding some language in it for the transition period from when they no longer, our employees no longer county employees and they become society employees. AFSCME is on board and have pledged that this language is not only acceptable to them, but they will go to bat for it in the legislature along with us in the county. Neither one of us, the county or ourselves, have heard, despite repeated requests of Local 21, we haven't heard from the Local 21 folks yet. Anecdotally, Peter Saltzman is the lawyer for Local 21, and we talked in the hallway outside the courthouse last week, and he said he didn't think it was going to be any problem. It was a timing issue. So let me just step you through just briefly what we have here. This looks and feels similar to the sections that are already in the law for Orange County and for San Bernardino County. And so the phrasing looks a lot like exactly what's already in the law. This will be a separate section of .9 just for Contra Costa County. And .9, everything that's under 315.22 of the 37 Act is those sections that talk about the administration of the retirement systems. And there are really two sections. One that says we can appoint an at-will administrator, and then the second section talks about everybody else shall be county employees, and it's a cost of administering the system, comes out of administrative expenses. So that's kind of the framework of why it's in this section, this 315.22. 22.5 is Orange County, 22.7 is San Bernardino. There are a few other. Los Angeles has got a section in there. This would be our own section, .9. A simply says that this board can appoint an administrator and other personnel to carry out the work of the board. The board may delegate some of that appointment authority to the administrator, CEO, which is important so that you don't have to get involved in hiring every single person there. They will not be county employees, but will be employees to the retirement system. We will establish terms and conditions of employment. And as negotiated for the represented employees with representative bargaining units, employee organizations. Goes on to say those other sections that are kind of classically in the 37 Act won't apply to us. C simply says that when we act as an employer with representative employees, we are an employer under Myers-Milius Brown, the collective bargaining law. D is just typical that compensation of personnel is an expense of administration. E is for administrative ease. It allows us to enter into MOUs with the county for services, back office services, HR, insurance service, for example, benefit administration, health care benefits, that sort of thing, that we could have a relationship with the county to arrange for those things that we might not be able to do economically ourselves with a small pool of employees that work here.
A question I have about that,
yeah.
Will our employees be able to have the same healthcare benefits as the county, or will the county have the option to say to us, no, we're going to charge you 10% more than what we charge, than what we...
That's going to be subject to negotiation.
Negotiations with the unions or negotiations with the county?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. Please. I thought our settlement agreement allowed us to contract back with any services currently being provided by
provided
the county.
Provided to the county
including
on the terms.
That.
That's true.
Now, I think the part that we would negotiate is if we are a public agency, if we contract back with the county and they say it costs this much for health care, then our board would be able to say, we're going to pay you that amount for health care, but it's up to our board who pays what share. I think that's where we would go on that.
But. Oh, okay. So
okay,
we could,
so
as a board, if we decided to pay more and the employee pay less, we could do that, or the other way around.
Right.
If we decided we want to make the employee pay more, we could do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
Richard. Really, Mike, you know, we go separate. We will decide those issues.
I guess
we're moving forward. I have a question about the retirees already. Currently in our situation, you know, the county charges back those costs to each department for the retirees, like health care. So we have had some retirees from this department. If we go special district, do we absorb that, or does that still remain with the county? In other words, you know, eventually we'll have our own group plan, or we'll contract our own, you know, do stuff. Will we take our retirees and their survivors? Or do we kind of like we
push
start
off
new
on the county?
Well, no, they're with the county. They're
yeah,
they're
I
in
know.
The county group right now, and what happens is, you know, each department pays those costs,
mm-hmm.
and so all of a sudden we're a separate district, like we're like San Ramon Fire. So what happens to those retirees? Do we bring them forward? Do we now have additional? You know,
right.
as you know, additional cost. Do we have our own OPEB, or do we leave them with the county and start fresh?
What happened with the Superior Courts? Do you remember when that happened? This is like a split off.
Yeah,
like I think the retirees stayed with the.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Current. We don't have the answer right now. It's a great question. We need to think about it, but there is precedent for it in the county.
Going forward, anybody who retired from here on out would be a responsibility of the district.
I don't know what the court did, but I do think they talked about it. The other example before that was like losing like City of Pittsburgh.
But they were never in the county. So.
No, they weren't in. Well, that's just coming off the health care,
yeah.
But I'm thinking of such a big deal the employers in the world makes about OPEB.
Let's look into that. Yeah.
There is, it's a minor because there hasn't been a tremendous amount of retirees out of the retirement office over history. But there are some.
Yeah, good question. Very good question. Going back to this, subparagraphs F and G were specifically requested by AFSCME to provide a soft landing, a change in the transition from county employment to CSERA employment. And that basically is there's a 90-day period to transition where there won't be any hire fire decisions that are being made during that period of time unless there's legitimate grounds for a layoff or something, which I don't foresee. And then we pick up the negotiation as the employer and have to enter into new MOUs during that period of time, that transition period of time. Their existing MOUs with the county as county employees will remain in place. We made it clear at the beginning of G that we don't control our employees' decision to be members of the union or which union they want to be part of. We can't control that. We'd be the employer. So it's up to CSERA employees to decide that they want to continue to be represented and by whom. So that's not something we get to dictate to our employees. So that's very clear at the beginning of sub G. It's H is just that this is a contra costa only bill.
Yeah, I got some.
Just back on G.
Yeah.
When we take over, you know, we'll take like the 2700 contract at the time.
Right.
I didn't see the 90 days in that part.
It's in F.
Right, but do we have to come up with a new contract within 90 days, or can we go to the end of the existing contract? Because that's what I think the courts did.
Yeah, the 90-day, it does not require it. We can't be forced to come, you know, we don't want to be in an impasse situation and all that. So basically, this stays in place until the current county MOU would stay in place until we negotiate a new one.
Okay.
All governed by MMBA.
All right, because I'm thinking, say this all takes place 2014, and that ASME might have a contract that goes through 6/30/15.
Mm-hmm.
And if that occurs, is that going to be our goal, to have our own MOU, you know, starting 7/1/15,
serial,
because that's
yeah.
when there's debt, rather than having to rush.
Right.
That's what I'm concerned about. Is
that'll be
to
up to the discussion of the board. You know, between now and then, you guys will.
But could they demand it? Could the union demand that we enter into one quickly?
No more than they could demand anyway. I mean.
Okay. I just, you know, I'm worried about having the gun pushed to our head, and we're.
No, that doesn't. No, this would be
okay.
Current status quo for them under their existing MOU,
and we'd have all the time to get ready, depending on how long their MOU is.
Exactly. Section two, putting this section L3 in here, is simply allows us to become a district. We did this for Orange County back in 02. It allows CSERA to become a participating district in CSERA, so that our employees will not lose their retirement rights, and it'll be seamless to allow our employees to be members of the retirement system. Big section three is simply, you know, you look to find the italics. It has to do with ninth class. By the way, we're the county of the ninth class.
But we're seven when it comes to the alphabet.
We're the seventh, yeah. Are we? Yeah. Anyway, this is just to make sure the other sections of the 37 Act line up with our new provision. So that's what that is. Section 4 is the same thing. It's just adding the reference to our section into that provision, the same thing, cross-referencing our subdivision 9 in the investment section. And that's pretty much it.
Got a question on 5. It's 0.21. What is it currently? Is it still 0.18?
Exactly. It's just
it's currently what it is now? Okay.
Yeah. Unless it's in italics, this is what the
law. Don't you think we're going to need more money?
Oh, we're so far under our budget, you wouldn't believe it.
All right.
Unless we have another crash in the market.
I bring it back now so you see where we are, where we've come to. We would like approval from the board officially by motion to proceed. The next step is, and the county is working very closely with us on this, the county will make its lobbyist capabilities available to this. We will be looking for a sponsor. And now that we are fairly well assured that labor is supportive along with us.
Yeah, but we haven't got 21 yet.
We don't have 21 yet. 21's got three people. That's
two
people.
Can they raise an objection to the point where they could stop these proceedings?
That's a judgment call.
Okay.
But we would like the board to approve this so we can go forward, get it on the legislative calendar in this session. Again, it's now, somebody may talk to you about this at Sackers. Others are very interested in this as well. But right now, I think it makes a lot of sense for us to focus on this being a CSERA bill, and because we have our own local issues to deal with and to.
I've already been approached by another county asking to write our coattails, and I said I can't answer you. I don't know, so I have an answer now.
And that'll be possible. When we went forward with Orange County, we were alone, and we did that. And then 5 years later, San Bernardino went there and then went even beyond in terms of who it was going to include as employees. So we can, I think we'll be better off keeping this localized for now, at least, and getting a sponsor, a local sponsor, and moving forward. And I thank you for all the work that this board has put in on and bringing us to this point.
Been a lot of so, work. So moved. Can I make the motion then? That we.
John just did.
Go ahead.
Oh. Go ahead. Go ahead, John. I'll second.
Right, mine was so moved.
Second.
This is gonna be more elaborate.
Sounds like you had a little passion in it there. So moved.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, Gabe, did you have a comment?
I just asked Marilyn, are you happy with this? Is there anything that you wish was added to it?
Harvey and I have had quite a few conversations about this. I'm looking at this as, okay, it just tripled our work. I mean, it is going to be a huge amount of work. I like the settlement agreement to the fact that as a base, we can contract back with the county for everything. And then we can take this piece by piece and move forward. So we've had conversations about it. I'm okay with it.
Jerry, you had a...
No, I was going to make a motion, but I'll be happy to support this one.
Richard?
Yeah, I would like to second even strongly Marilyn said about the amount of work that's involved in doing this. And I think about things like the deferred comp, I refer to as a fiasco going on right now, about that, and how we need to make sure that we're okay with stuff and all the complications. Because I'm sure, well, we're going to buy into a package, you know, in the very beginning that has a lot of components to it. But it's going to be our decision, like who's administrating, what type of things are offered. Things that maybe aren't traditionally meet and confer, but just pure employer stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a tremendous amount of work. Just tremendous.
On that note, I mean, have you looked at the other two counties, or if there are others, as a template, so we have an idea what we're up against?
But aren't they bigger? Orange is certainly bigger.
Well, administratively, I mean, still the amount of tasks. Well,
they don't. Orange does not have represented employees. San Bernardino actually some of, because they reach down the ranks in the org chart, some of their employees are represented.
So Orange has in the office, the retirement office, they have employees who are still Orange County employees?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, but we're not going that way.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just saying it's being a full-fledged employer,
yeah,
and building off of what is a huge employer's, you know, they're bringing stuff that they got from being a huge employer. It's going to be a lot of work because there's no economies of scale.
Well, and there are some imaginative ways to achieve economies of scale.
Oh, I love that word, imaginative. Now, is that an adverb?
With no. A key man rescue.
No, that's a noun.
That one's an adjective.
Call for the question.
Any further comments?
Okay, one other question.
Go ahead, Will.
Has anyone looked at the cost of contracting with the county to replace those services? Is there any difference in cost?
Well, we don't know if there are. We're being billed right now, right, certain costs going forward, and I'm imagining most of those will stay the same. We're billed right now. We're connected, for instance, with the IT infrastructure. Everything we do goes through the county, although we have a block and they don't get access to our information. But any internet access goes through the county, so do it. The Department of IT is one example. We are billed for the HR and the processes there. We're billed for retiree health insurance. I imagine that there probably will be some other things that come up as a part of this that we'll have to contract back with them. Mm-hmm. But no, we don't have definites.
Does it change the retiree health care when we do it? Would there be any change in that?
Not initially, because our settlement agreement says we can contract back with the county. So that's something that Richard asked too, and we'll have to look at that going forward.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Thank you, Harvey and Karen, for your very hard work on this. Karen, the other one you needed was 14?
It was 14. Yeah.
Okay. 14, consider and take...